Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Welcome to Comet Kylesville.
I'm expecting to see my cousin
Wooten Bassett. Oh, it's me, Hadley.
So why are you at a comic book convention?
I own the largest comic book shop in Girdle Creek.
Are you gonna tell me about your big announcement?
Well, I kind of thought it was better not to tell you in case you were asked.
By whom?
The Perilous Pen. It's a mysterious writer on the internet who seems to know everything that goes on with comics. He reveals new comic characters and stories before anyone else knows about them.
Hi, Jason.
What do you make of this key?
I found it in the attic.
Well, I can do some investigative antiquary.
Wooten! Huh. It's Connie's half-sister on her father's side.
Hi, Connie. Dad said you could stay if you were at my house. After my last visit to Odyssey, I figured I'd get to know some of the people here.
Hello, Jules.
Hi, Vance.
I worked out the deal. Are you still in?
I'm here, aren't I?
Good. That'll make things a lot easier.
At this rate, we'll only be 5 minutes late for Sunday school. Why does this happen every week?
I'm here.
One down, 3 more to go.
I'm sorry. I got a phone call from the clinic.
On a Sunday morning?
The shift nurse is sick. They need me there at 1.
Oh, good. I'm not last.
Where are Matthew and Camilla?
I don't know.
Ava, I'm meeting a client from out of town at 1 o'clock.
Why are you meeting a client on a Sunday?
I drew the short straw at the office. I told you, I have to get him updated on our business plan before tomorrow's meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. Camilla finally got ready.
Move over, Matthew.
Hey.
Don't blame it on me. I couldn't find my shoes. And all you were doing was messing with that tablet gizmo.
Can we please not argue on the way to church?
What are we going to do about this afternoon?
Well, the kids will have to babysit themselves.
This kid can't. I'm doing the Earth Science Project with Kate, remember?
You can do it at our house.
Mom, all the supplies and materials are set up at her house. It's a whole display, and to take it down
would
take...
All right. Matthew, you'll have to stay home with Camilla.
But I'm going with Emily to call McConnellsville. You said I could.
You went yesterday.
I got a pass for the whole thing. And Wooten's doing his event today.
Going was contingent on getting your homework done. Did you? Matthew?
I'll make sure I finish everything before I leave.
You'd better. I don't want to get another call from Mr. Cloninger.
You got a call from Mr. Cloninger?
I handled it.
You should have told me.
When?
You could text me.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm serious. Now, what do we do with Camilla?
I don't need a babysitter.
Well, we don't want you staying home alone.
Why not? It'll be nice to have some peace and quiet for a change.
What does that mean?
I thought Sunday was supposed to be a day of rest or something like that.
Why should Sunday be any different from the other days?
What?
We wouldn't be the Parker family if we weren't scrambling around all the time.
Is that my fault?
Wait, let's not get defensive.
Why are we always so tense?
We're not tense.
Why are you saying we're tense?
It feels tense to me.
We're getting tense talking about how we're not tense.
All right, let's put this conversation on hold until after church.
There's no time. I have to go
tell
straight
her you'll be late.
Ava.
I'm sorry. We'll talk about this after church, all right?
Meanwhile, let's use our time at church to pray we'll all calm down.
Jules?
I'm in the office, or study, or whatever you call it.
Good morning. You're awake earlier than I thought. What are you doing?
Trying to figure out your Wi-Fi system so I can log in.
Oh, well, I've got the password written down around here somewhere. I gotta remember to clean off this desk. Half of this stuff was Mom's. Penny and I are having breakfast in a few minutes.
Oh, good.
You should join us before we all leave for church.
Church? I don't really do church.
Well, you will this morning.
You're going to make me go to church.
Well, I'd rather you went voluntarily, but yeah.
And if I say no?
You won't.
Why not?
Because you're a polite and thoughtful girl who would go if only to show a little gratitude to your host.
Oh?
And because you're with me for an entire week and you really don't want to start it off with a conflict.
Did your mom make you go to church when you didn't want to?
Well, I became a Christian before she did, so it was kind of the other way around.
You made her go to church with you.
Sometimes. Then we helped each other to go when one of us didn't want to.
Right. Like an accountability partner for a rehab meeting.
What would you know about that?
I watch a lot of reality TV. All right, I'll go.
but I won't like it.
Oh, here's the password. Just type that in. It's case sensitive, as they say.
You're so technical. Thanks.
What are you going online to do?
Like I said, I stay in touch with my friends through FaceSpace, and I do other stuff.
Well, we'll need to figure out some rules.
Rules?
You know, what's appropriate for your age and what isn't.
You're kidding. My mom doesn't care.
But I do. There's a lot of dangerous websites and people out there. Oh, what's this?
What's what?
It's a receipt from Hagler's Junkyard.
It's not mine.
No, it's my mom's. She took some things there.
Okay.
An antique trunk. She gave him an antique trunk.
Is that bad?
Well, it must be the trunk that goes with the key. I have to tell Jason.
Good morning, Wooten.
You're just in time, Hadley. Breakfast is served.
Waffles?
Kinda. They started off as waffles, but turned into something that looked more like yellow pancakes. Just smother it in syrup and you'll never know the difference.
Thanks.
So, did you sleep well?
Oh, yeah. That's a fantastic bed. And I really like the superhero motif. Counting the flying mobiles helped me fall asleep.
17.
16. Huh? I accidentally knocked one down. Sorry.
Oh, how did that happen?
I was trying to swat a spider. I think I broke Superman in half. I didn't think that was possible.
Neither did I.
Oh, and the shower head in the bathroom is loose. It started leaking when I tried to adjust the spray to mist.
It's not an adjustable shower head.
I know that now. Oh. I love this house, Wooten.
Oh, thanks.
It's like a huge toy box, a theme park tourist shop, and the Comic Connellsville exhibit floor all in one.
Well, you know, I think a house should reflect the owner's personality, which is why I have the old-fashioned bank teller transaction counter over in that corner, complete with the grill, rubber stamps, adding machine, and the pen with a chain attached.
What?
Yeah, you know, the bank technically owns the mortgage on the house. But nobody from the bank has accepted my invitation to come decorate it, so I did it for him.
Your ability to turn the simplest idea into a spiral of convoluted logic is awe-inspiring.
Oh, thanks. Do you go to church, Hadley?
For special occasions. Why?
Well, I'd love for you to come with me. I mean, that would make it a special occasion.
Oh, okay. Then we'll go to Comic Connellsville, right?
Uh-huh.
We can't be late for my Q&A and the big announcement about your new project.
Aw, Penny won't let us be late.
She's going back?
Yeah, she said it's the only place she's ever been where I seem normal. Did you say your Q&A? You're doing what?
Oh, I talked the organizers into letting me host yours.
Huh?
I'll be on stage with you. Won't that be fun?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
And the hash browns and side order of wheat toast. Oh, and I think I'll have water with that in a glass this time, though, please.
Got it. Coming right up.
So, what's this place called?
Pal's Diner.
Wooten and I eat here all the time. They have the best selection for Sunday brunch.
Isn't there pretty much the same menu they have every day?
Yes, but it's even more special on a Sunday. They use a second color in the menu. See?
Oh, yeah.
So is this a real diner from the 1950s? Or one of those restaurants they fabricated, like a theme park?
Oh, this one's real, though I'm sure they've had to replace a few things over the years.
All of the restaurants around my house are fabricated. Fake Italian, fake Australian, fake Mexican, all made to look authentic.
Faking authenticity isn't as easy as you might think, Jules.
Kind of like church, I guess.
Church?
It's kind of like all those restaurants, all decorated and organized to make something fake seem authentic.
Wow, that's profound. Where do you get thinking like that?
My mom says I have way too much time on my hands.
So you think my church is fabricated?
I don't mean the people. They seemed authentic enough.
Well, I guess that's good.
I'm just telling you what I saw. It's like Comic Connellsville, I guess. They get all dressed up because they're true believers.
In comics. Oh, Penny, are you all right for time?
Yes, Wooten's gonna pick me up here.
Was that me?
Hope not.
My phone, I meant.
It was me.
Who's texting you?
Just a friend. It's a nice day. I think I'll take a walk later.
Oh, that sounds good. I'd like to show you around. I was a little preoccupied last time.
Okay. Though, I'd like to do the walk on my own.
Oh, if that's what you want.
Here's your appetizer. Freshly made double glazed cinnamon rolls.
Wow. We didn't order that.
You didn't, but I had a guy on the telephone who did. Wooten.
Yum. He's so thoughtful.
Do you have any clue what his new comic book series is about?
I really can't say.
It's a secret, huh?
I really can't say because I don't know. And he's afraid the Perilous Pen will find out.
You know the Perilous Pen?
Wooten told me about it. Whoever writes that thing knows everything that's going on. It's freaky.
Jules, how do you know about the Perilous Pen?
You can't be into comic books and not know about the Perilous Pen. That's the go-to person to find out the latest.
I looked last night because I was sure Wooten's new idea would be blabbed there.
Was it?
No, but there was an entire reveal about the new Star Intergalaxy movie.
Oh, yeah. And the producers are really annoyed.
What if they do the same thing to Wooten? Oh, no. I can't eat these delicious-looking rolls. I'm too nervous, Connie.
Oh, Penny, I'm sure he'll be the hit of Comic Connellsville.
I'll have one, then.
Well, unfortunately, we only have a few minutes for our family meeting.
About spending more time together.
I thought it was about tension.
It's about being a family, which we aren't sometimes.
Olivia, what exactly is on your mind?
Nothing.
I know what it is. Mr. Whitaker and Miss Adelaide were talking about marriage and family yesterday.
Okay.
It was all about the Let's Get Together festival she's promoting, to celebrate family and tolerance and being inclusive. Mr. Whitaker had issues with it.
Which he wants to talk to you about.
So I've been thinking about what a family is and about our family.
Well, remind me to tell you the story of the fountain pen.
Matthew, will you stay on track?
It is on track.
Oh, we're getting tense.
No, we aren't.
All right. Here's what we'll do. I'd like us all to give some thought to how we can reconnect as a family. What do we have to do to make sure we don't drift apart? No idea is too big or too small, all right? We'll reconvene later this afternoon.
Does that mean I'm here by myself?
No, you're going to Comet Connellsville with your brother.
What?
Emily's parents said it's all right for you both to ride with them.
Is that a problem, Matthew?
No.
Can I wear the vampire girl costume you wouldn't let me wear for Halloween?
No.
You'll blend in fine without it.
Thanks! What?
Testing, 1, 2. Oh, ouch. Ugh. Hi, is this thing working? Hello, all you Comic-Connellsville commers. I'm Hadley Bassett, the cousin of our celebrity guest, and it's my honor to introduce the creator of comic favorites like Powerboy, Captain Absolutely, and Drake the Cosmic Copper. Ladies and gentlemen! Oh, boy. Ladies and... Well, I said that. Wooten Bassett!
Woohoo! Thanks, Andy. Hey, tell the concession stand I said free cotton candy for everyone!
Yes! Oh, you're such a great guy. Oh. It's great to have you here, Wooten.
Thank you.
I have some questions the fans have submitted on these cards, and they are doozies. So, I hope you're ready.
Well, if they're going to ask me about my tattoo, then I have nothing to say.
You have a tattoo?
No, which is why I have nothing to say.
Okay, first question. Kevin, from somewhere in the audience.
Wow, Kevin, nice whistle.
He wants to know why you changed the color of Captain Absolutely's cape.
Oh, okay. You might remember that he tore the first cape when he battled the notorious Hope Crusher and had to get it repaired. Then the terrible Brain Brandisher showed up, and he could either put on a new cape or wait for the old cape and lead Metropolitanville to destruction. So I figured, you know, he'd go with the new cape. Well, that, and I ran out of the ink for Captain Absolutely's old cape.
Okay. The next card is from David. Is this still on?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Just checking. In issue 17 of Captain Absolutely, you brought Captain Absolutely really close to a relationship with Melanie, the librarian.
And then
you had her transferred to a Books on Wheels truck in Germany. Mm-hmm. David says a lot of your fans were really disappointed, even angry.
Oh.
Why did you do that?
Well, the girl who played Melanie wasn't available anymore. Union issues.
It's a comic book.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I thought it would change Captain Absolutely's character too much if he got into a serious relationship. So I figured it'd be better to send Melanie to Germany. I mean, they need more librarians there.
I've heard that. But with all those stormtroopers and lederhosen and all. Lederhosen? This is from online.
Good.
Kim writes that your comics and graphic novels always seem to have a strong moral point. Why?
There's a point to my stories? Okay, there's a man in Odyssey named John Avery Whittaker who taught me that it's not enough to entertain, but to use entertainment to inform and hopefully inspire people, and that's what I try to do. Oh, and by the way, if you're ever in Odyssey, Kim, make sure to stop by a place called Wit's End and ask for the Wad Fam Chop Sod. Just tell them Wooten sent you.
Okay, next card. Sorry. Oh, ouch. You know, forget the cards.
Yeah, let's.
Let's move on to your big announcement, the new series you've created. Are you ready to tell us about it?
Well, sure. Though I am a little nervous. You know, it's not easy working on an idea and then putting it out there for everybody to like or hate or feel indifferent about.
You're among friends here, and family, me, being your cousin and all.
Oh, I know, I feel the love.
Ben, drum roll, please.
Okay. Oh, okay. Ben's Hadley. Hadley.
Too much?
Yeah, the front row's gonna want umbrellas.
Sorry. Go on.
Okay, I am working on a new mystery series called Sleuth Family Robinson. It's about...
Sleuth Family Robinson! What a great title! Oh. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a family of detectives named the Robinsons, because to name them something else would make the title confusing.
Uh-huh.
Unless maybe I named them Sleuth, which I could have done, but then the title would still be confusing because people would wonder who the Robinsons were.
So the word Sleuth should clue us in that they're a family who get involved in all kinds of intrigue and mystery and suspense.
Yeah.
Mystery and excitement.
Yeah, that's right, Hadley. I mean, look at the big screen behind me and you'll see a family portrait of them all.
Why did you decide to do a comic book about a family?
Well, because there are plenty of stories about detectives who work alone, but the Robinsons all have different gifts, and they need each other to share what they know. You could say they fit together as a family to make one complete detective, which is kind of how it happens in real life.
Then tell us about the characters.
Okay, there's gonna be a father,
uh-huh.
You know, and a mother.
Uh-huh.
And their kids.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you're gonna say?
Well, if I tell everything now, then there won't be any surprises later.
Do you hear that, Perilous Pan? No snooping around.
You realize you've now challenged the Perilous Pen to find out more.
I did? Uh-oh. Is it too late to retract that?
Yes.
Oops.
So, you heard it here first, folks. A Comic-Connellsville exclusive with me, Hadley Bassett, bringing you, is this thing on?
I think we're done. Okay, thanks, everybody.
Okay, so the Parker family meeting is in session. Where's my gavel?
I hope everyone had a good day and time to think.
Well, I didn't. The Earth Science Project used up all my brain cells.
Yeah, Comic-Connellsville sort of pushes every thought out of your head.
We saw Wooten be a celebrity, and Matthew laughed so hard at a guy in a weird costume that soda came out of his nose.
Ew.
And that made me laugh so hard.
Let's get back to the reason for the meeting.
We were supposed to spend the day thinking and praying about our family and how to reconnect.
Right. Now, your mom and I talked about it, and the first thing we want to do is make sure we're all together for our dinners.
Don't we do that now?
Well, it's been hit or miss over the past few weeks. At the very least, we need that touch point.
All right.
Sure.
And we want to restore Sundays for our family.
What's that mean?
You remember in Genesis how God rested on the seventh day?
So we'll go to church and then nap for the rest of the day?
Well, naps could be part of it, Camilla. They certainly were for my father.
Rest doesn't always mean sleep. It can involve doing things that are restorative.
There was a time when Sundays were kept special by everybody. Businesses wouldn't open. People avoided doing their normal work out of respect for God.
We always felt that way about Sundays, but as you know, we've been lax about it lately and let work slip back in.
So does that mean we don't do anything?
Not even homework?
Yes.
I love this idea!
I'm in.
Yeah.
Though that means you'll have to finish it all before Sunday.
Aw, man.
We'd like Sundays to be a family day where we make sure to have a meal and do things together.
You want us to spend Sundays together all day?
More or less.
Oh.
Is there a problem, Camilla?
I don't want to spend the whole day together if it's going to be tense.
Being together more could help get rid of our tension.
Camilla, sometimes tension is caused because we've been pulled in different directions and we lose sight of our relationship as a family. And then we wind up sharing this house like, well, like roommates. Then it's easy to get on one another's nerves.
We lose the context of love.
Are you saying we stopped loving each other?
We're saying that we can forget how to love each other and why we love each other.
It can happen in any relationship. Love is a choice we make every day of our lives.
So using Sundays to pull together as a family will help us.
And that should take care of the tension you're talking about. Does everyone understand?
I guess.
Matthew?
No work on Sundays. I'm all for it.
Olivia?
Sure, if you think it'll help.
All we can do is try.
Whatever we do should include ice cream.
Yes,
yes. Chocolate.
Well, we can see about that.
Okay. And with that overwhelmingly enthusiastic response, the Parker family will renew their efforts to reconnect. The meeting is now adjourned.
Fine,
okay. I really need to buy a gavel.
In today's episode, the Parker family came up against a difficult conflict. Everyone's feelings were on the edge, but they worked through to a resolution. I think David Parker touched on an important idea when he said that sometimes we lose sight of our relationships. We forget how and why we love each other. And it's a good idea to make Sunday a special family day, to help everyone get closer to each other again. Maybe that's why God wanted Sunday to be a day of rest in the first place, so we can get closer to Him and those we love. It's hard to do that with the noise and rushing around we often do. And when families connect, they're capable of doing remarkable things. It's like Wooten's explanation of his new sleuth family, Robinson, how the family members bring their gifts together to make one great detective. I can't wait to see more about that in the adventures ahead. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Ties That Bind was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Dave Arnold. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures and Odyssey.